Welcome to the show that teaches you the things your parents and teachers are too afraid to. The Helios Blog. Today, Hassan Abi once again gives the worst dating advice you can imagine. This should be a hoot.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
The next person is Zaus. Their pronouns are he, him.
Here we go.
It's a cool name.
Yeah.
Zaus. Here you go. Zaus. Welcome on stream.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Cat girl arc. So, just from the fact that they use pronouns, you already know how this is going to go, but, you know.
Awesome. Hi, chat. Hi, everybody. So, I'm just going to contextualize my problem real quickly. I'm a 20-year-old guy from Brazil, and for most of my middle and high school years, up until senior year, I guess, I used to be a very fat kid, like acne on my face, kind of short, bad haircut. I think I was 5'8 at the time, weighing around 286 pounds, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, lordy. Paychecks.
But then puberty hit, so I started to go to the gym, did a dieting, all this kind of stuff. And when I finished my senior year, I was like 6'3, weighing 200 pounds, 216 pounds.
God damn.
Yeah. I had barely.
So he's a giant.
No acne on my face, thanks to Accutane. And most people start to consider me attractive, something I didn't experience in most of my school years. And I start to receive more attention from men, women, and et cetera. But since you went through something similar to related to appearance and change, Hassan, this kind of stuff, I want to know, how did you cope with the newfound attention that you were receiving? Because sometimes, like, if
I see. This is humble brag. It's like, oh, I used to be, woe is me, but now I'm attractive. How do you cope with all the attention? I feel so bad that I'm now receiving attention. Please teach me, guys, how do I deal with all of the good that I'm receiving? Come on, man. Like, do you think that this is like... Do you think it's subtle what you're doing? You just want people to feed your ego.
If I'm in a club or something similar, someone will approach me like, oh, you want to hook up, like men, women, this, and I'm not even attracted to the person. I don't like, I think this person is not my type, but I can't say no because I'm like, oh, I was rejected a lot, but.
But I can't say no. The guy's just trying to get laid. He's young. What's the, like, anyway.
When I was a kid, so it's going to feel shitty for them, so for me to say no, so I'm just going to say yes to not hurt their feelings, because I don't know how to cope with, like, people find me.
That's cap.
Attractive, this kind of stuff, and how to say no to people who I'm not attracted to, because I feel guilty, this kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, you're suffering from success like DJ Khaled. Okay, listen, I mean, it's funny because, I mean, you have a good problem to have, obviously, but no, I know what you mean. Like, I am notoriously bad. You can even ask Austin. I'm really bad at, like, rejecting people. It makes me very uncomfortable. Wait, why are you making that face? Am I wrong? When people come up to me and I'm not attracted to them, I have a hard time, like, gently.
You don't, I don't think you don't, like, reject. You just kind of... You know what I mean?
What does that mean? What are you?
He's like snubbing them. He's not saying no, but he's implying it through his body language. But the other guy is just virtue signaling. He's like, you know, I'm so great. I get so much attention. It's like a girl strategy, you know. And clearly he's not strictly straight, so. Him using girl strategies is not out of the question. It's just virtue signaling. It's just humble brag. It's the equivalent of the girl that has like a million messages, And she, you know, she complains by showing her friends, you know, all these messages that she gets. And she's like, oh, I feel so bad. You know, like these guys, they keep talking to them and I'm not interested. And it's all bullshit. Like, the reason they're saying it is because they want to show their friends, look at how popular I am. Look at how loved I am. Look at how, you know, look at how much people want to sleep with me and be with me. How do I cope with this? You know, it's all bullshit.
What is that face you're making? I'm just like indifferent.
No, he's very, Hassan has a hard time rejecting people because you are so incredibly nice to everybody that you come into contact with.
I feel like that was forced out of you. Like, you made it seem like you did not believe that.
No, it was. I do believe it. Hassan is incredible. I'm just the chat makes me laugh. Okay,
it's just like I don't think it's a good problem to have because sometimes I do stuff against my will. Like I don't want to hook up with a person, and then I hook up because you know I don't.
Oh, don't do that. I've been there. Don't do that for sure.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable because like last week I went on a date with a girl. I didn't like the girl. I didn't want nothing with the girl, but I did it because I look at her. I couldn't say no. I was like, oh, she's gonna.
No, I've definitely been there.
I forgot to mention this. In life, if you don't have boundaries, you're gonna get annihilated. This is how you, as a guy, attractive man, end up with a busted girl, right? You can't say no. You're not able to say like I'm not interested. I don't want this. What you're providing, I'm not interested in. If you can't say that, like, you're gonna have a bad time. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, that's the best way I can put it. You can't not say no. If you don't know how to say no, like no is the most powerful word. If you don't know how to use it, you're never going to be successful. Because ultimately, success relies on what you say yes and no to, right? If you say yes to everything, no matter how good and bad, you have no ability to discern. You're just, you're at the mercy, right, of whatever random events happen to you. Pretty bad, I would say.
Definitely 100% been there. That comes with age. Like the older you get, the more confident you become with your like new body, the easier that will be to say no. It is hard. It is hard not to be a people pleaser all the time, but you have to remember, like, you know, your body's your temple. That's your own
person. Oh my Lord, man. Like, okay. We played this ethanol game before. So we're going to play the ethanol game again. If you guys don't know what ethanol is, look it up. So every time that Hassan says a wokist, womanist talking point, every time he says a religious talking point, and when I say religious, I mean it in the sense that wokeism is the new religion, okay? Just so you guys know. So every time that he says a womanist, wokist talking point, you're going to take a little sip of that ethanol, okay? Let's see how long it takes for us to get inebriated.
Personal space, and you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't let people that you are going to feel bad about later enter it if you don't want to, for sure. I definitely know what that's like. It's just, you just got to start practicing rejection. It's like a muscle.
Okay. How do you cope with like newfound attention? Because currently,
I loved it. I don't know what you're talking about. That's awesome.
I don't know. Like, it's because I'm currently like 6'5", waiting. I lost a lot of weight because of some problems, but I'm thinking 109 pounds right now, trying to recover the weight. But
109? No, he must mean 190.
I don't know because
he's probably got some severe mental illness issues going on. In fact, if he's saying yes to everybody, he might have some exotic diseases going on to get to such a low weight.
still feel like a fat kid. Someone says like, "Oh, you're pretty," and I go, "Nah, you're kidding, or you're lying to please me."
Yeah, it's just body dysmorphia. That's just that's normal. That's never gonna go away. I'm sorry. I don't think it goes away. I always like I look back here. Here's one way that I've been able to deal with that. Okay. When I look back at photos that I took a long time ago, I remember. One second.
Also, just for the chat, I was 6'3 at 17 years old. Now I'm 6'5 at 20 years old. People grow.
Ha 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 ha. Virtue signaling.
It is fine. So, okay.
Real. It's like a girl saying, I'm a dress size 0 and I'm blonde hair with green eyes. Ooh, I feel so bad for you.
Quick here. Anthony, did you want to go?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like you almost learned to not respect yourself at some point when you were younger, based on the way that you're describing, the way that you used to feel navigating the world.
Yes, people used to do like whale sounds when I was walking around the corridor of the school, this kind of stuff. You know? So I just, this kind of bullying.
Do you think that you still have that same mindset about yourself that you developed when you were younger and less confident? Just because it sounds like not being able to say no, it sounds like you're in some ways not fully respecting yourself. And it sounds like people are saying it's a good problem to have too much attention, but it sounds like it almost hurts yourself when you aren't able to be honest with your true intentions, your true feelings of wanting to say no and then not being able to.
As I said, if you have no boundaries, world's going to take you for a ride.
Yeah, I think you got a point there. It's because I'm still a little stuck on my high school, middle school mindset because I go, people wouldn't find me attractive no matter what I do. So why am I going to find myself attractive? No.
Right. I think that people, at least myself, tend to, when we're not giving ourselves something, and in this case, it would be respect, that we seek it from other people. So I think that the more you're able to give yourself respect, and when someone says something to you, saying that you're attractive, saying these positive things about.
By the way, notice the girl hasn't said anything. She's just sitting there to look pretty.
I think that, like Hassan says, it's a muscle. You got to learn not to and practice not rejecting it and saying, okay, to yourself. Even, I think that there is this fear of being egotistical. But allow yourself to feel these feelings and be confident with respecting yourself. And
my Lord, man, can none of you like talk straight? We gotta like beat around the bush so much. Please, just tell the guy. Guys, this is, if you want coaching from a guy that actually gives a damn and will actually give you advice that will actually work. So the guy that came to me for coaching, basically after a few weeks, he was done. He didn't need it anymore. Like, because I'll actually tell you the truth. Just message me at headliestblog@gmail.com. I'll tell you like it is. Just tell me your situation. I'll try to help you. I won't beat around the bush like this. I'll actually try to help you.
Don't think that it's necessarily a negative thing to respect yourself.
I had my brother has
I don't think you guys realize, but your advice is so useless because it doesn't explain anything. What does respect yourself mean? If you phrase it in a way that the guy can understand, such as have boundaries, say no. When somebody does something, you just got to practice. Yeah, like what Hassan said. You got to practice rejection like a muscle.
Multiple mattresses and they're here to pick one of them up. We were just like giving it away and I totally forgot about it and I freaked out for a second. But here's what I was gonna say. When you take photos, you take photos, right? Like you've taken photos of yourself.
Yes.
And do you feel like you look like shit in the photos that you take?
It has that feeling like 5 minutes in, like, oh, that's a great photo, and then I post it and I go, why do I look this is ugly? I should delete this, this kind of stuff.
But when you look back at photos that you took 3 months ago, you're like, damn, I actually looked way better back then, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a pretty constant dynamic that I always think about, because whenever I take photos now, I'm like, man, I look like fucking shit in this photo. Like, this sucks. Sometimes I just still post it anyway. But always when I look back at that same fucking photo I took 3 months later, I'm like, damn, I used to look so much better back then. And that's how I realized, like, oh no, it's completely in the moment. It's in your own head. It's really hard to cope with that because you're like looking at it and you're seeing yourself a certain way. But that is straight up, like, it's just straight up not real. The way you actually look is how you see yourself 3 months after. So you should just remember that it's in your head. And whenever you think about yourself, you have to remember that the way you look. Remember that, like, you know, you do probably look exactly like yourself from 3 months ago.
Yeah, I think both of you hit the nail on the head. Like, but Anthony saying that I don't respect myself a lot, that's true. I still got to work on that. And you, like, doing this stuff you're talking about, like, helped me at least realize some stuff.
Also, when people come up and hit on you or whatever, and you have no obligation to them whatsoever, zero yeah, obligation, right?
I think that's the worst part, because I go like, oh, I put myself in their shoes and I go, if I say no, they're probably going to be like disappointed or something. So I'm going to say yes to please them, even if I don't want it. And I know that's bad, but it's, you know.
But think about it. In your shoes, you wouldn't want somebody to do something with you that they didn't want to do, right?
That's true, yes.
So
there you go, finally.
So think about it that way. I think, you know, being honest with them is the best thing that they could possibly do. And they should understand and respect for you being honest and forward with it.
I'd also say focus on your internal monologue and the way that you hear your thoughts saying things to yourself. If it's constantly, oh, I'm this thing, I'm this, I disrespect my, you're kind of disrespecting yourself on this loop. So I would just, any advice I would give would be to practice.
Yeah, this is good advice. Never talk to yourself the way you wouldn't talk to another person, okay? Like, don't negative self-talk. Because negative self-talk is bad. And all it will do is hurt you. It doesn't help at all. It just, the only purpose it serves is to destroy you. Like, that's all it does. So you can't be negative self-talking. You have to be positive towards yourself. Otherwise, you're setting yourself up for misery, effectively. Okay, let's continue.
Quieting that voice in your head that's saying all the negative things about yourself, where you're then afterwards feeling like you disrespected yourself based on that internal monologue.
You can also always lie, okay? I'm an advocate for lying. You can always be like, hey, thank you so much, but I'm taken. Boom.
Just carry a wedding.
That's girl strategy. They do that all the time. That's a common, very common rejection method.
Ring with you.
I'm just saying, if it gets to a point where, you know, it's like unmanageable, remember that, like, if it goes towards us, if a person is like pestering you, then you have every right to just straight up be like, hey, I'm really uncomfortable with the situation. They should be understanding. And it's on them at that point to, like, get the message. Or, you know, sometimes you can, like I said, if you really want to, fucking pull the parachute out real quick, that's my advice to you. You can just be like, hey, thank you so much. But unfortunately, I'm taken. There's always something you can do.
Okay, that's a good one to use, because I never thought about using this.
About lying? Okay.
No, because I feel bad, Hassan, for example. If I'm out, I'm like, okay.
No, but that's like a white lie. Like, you're letting them down easy. They're like, oh man, like, in another situation, maybe this could have worked out. That's what they're thinking. So you're like, basically, you know, you have no obligation to this person.
For the record, I think that's bad advice to give to a woman.
Why?
Because
no, girls very often use that. So that's bullshit.
I think women are expected to say something like, oh, I have a boyfriend, as the only acceptable reason for a man to not pursue her. So just want to throw that in.
Yeah, I mean, I would also disagree. I would say it's okay to say that.
Leave it to the girl to make it about girls.
That's I'm really humbled by it. You know, I'm not interested in dating right now. I think that is an acceptable answer.
Yeah, also, well, the dynamic is drastically different with women for other reasons, too. Like, they usually, men don't handle rejection very well, and then they'll fucking still be pursuing and exactly, pestering. Yeah. So for a woman, I'd like, carry a taser and also have guy friends with you that will be the boyfriend.
I think you all be in situations where we had to rescue some girlfriends of ours, like, I got us pestering there. Yeah, I feel this. I'm going to try to work out more of this inner monologue stuff. I'm going to lie when you...
Great advice.
Got him.
We got another happy customer.
I'm going to try to perceive myself as an attractive person who's worth of respect than being stuck on my high school mindset that people are still going to think I'm ugly and this kind of stuff. Yeah.
That's
thanks, guys. Absolutely.
You got this.
Thank you, Zaus.
Guys, thanks.
I hope your catgirl arc is going well.
It's a Tinder story. It's been some time, but it's already happened.
Hey, Hassan, I have a question.
All right, what's up?
What are the benefits of running the top of the hour ad break?
Oh, many benefits. Many, many benefits. As a matter of fact, at the top of the hour when there's a 6-second ad break, Austin just dipped. At the top of the hour, there's a 6-second ad break. With fans, anyone who's ever been on my... He's a good editor. Sure.
Is there any way to know how many of these unofficial channels, like how many views these unofficial channels get in total? Is it more than you would ever get on your own?
I mean, it's more than I would get for sure, of course. Definitely. I don't know. The way I see it is I do 8 to 10 hours of content every day. Yeah. It would be impossible for me to edit all of that. You know. True. What's going to happen when you actually make a YouTube channel? That's really interesting because I do already have a YouTube channel. So
they don't even know,
and now they're taking over TikTok too. There's,
it's impossible,
like,
to know if you have a real channel or not. I tried looking, I couldn't find if you had a real one.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I tell them, like, at least a point to, yeah, this is on TikTok. There's Hassan Abi Daily, there's like multiple Hassan Abi channels on TikTok.
Okay, let's just skip this crap.
Then they find a YouTube channel, they're like, oh dude, we can't do this. Okay.
Funny you say that, because the girl I'm seeing right now, I edited one of the videos while I was with her, so she knows about it.
That's a keeper then.
I don't think. Well, yeah, but even then, it's still a problem of like, don't really see myself being long term with them.
Is it a fear of commitment, or is it because you like genuinely feel like you haven't found the right person? Because like I think go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, is it like all these people are just somehow the wrong person for me, or is it like I have some genuine commitment issues? That's like,
this must be satire. Okay, let's skip this crap. Please, let's skip this crap. Sorry, I'm trying to go to like a totally.
Okay. Oh no! Definitely no. Like, look here. You want to know? But what if this is the girl is the hottest he's had? Like, that's the kind of fucking questions you're getting right now. Okay, no shot. There are plenty of girls out there. Plenty of women out there. You're 38 years old. Date someone outside of the workplace. Do not date someone that you are managing. That is insane. That is a horrible idea. You know
horrible
who did that?
Idea.
Bill O'Reilly. Guess where he is now? Not on Fox News. I'll tell you that much. Okay. Not on someone as powerful an institution as Bill O'Reilly was kicked off. Okay. For a lot of the horrifying shit that he, not that he said, but he actually did in the workplace. Don't do it.
Yeah. The power dynamic was the main thing that was keeping me from saying anything.
Yes. So. No shot.
Yeah.
That's
good
terrible
to hear that echoed back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not a good idea. Definitely not. Okay.
Cool. Exactly. All right, I will not do it then.
Yeah, don't date people in the workplace. Just don't do it. It's not really about the power dynamics. It's they can in 2024 they can accuse you of anything. You lose your job. Job's worth more than a relationship, for men at least. So.
Okay, that's great.
Done and done.
Yeah, if you have the power to fire someone and like cut them off their health care,
yeah,
and their livelihood, you should not fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's it.
Indeed.
Oh, Milena says, "I love Mikey. I love Mikey. I love Mikey. I'm a huge fan."
Oh my god! Hi, thank you.
Hi, Milena. Okay, crisis averted. Well, that was man, quick. That was
you
a quick
just saved
solution.
Someone's job.
Yeah, and life.
And life,
probably. So.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Lots of people out there to date.
What is so bad about dating people at your work is basically the only place I meet other people. Okay. Dating people at your workplace is already an incredibly, incredibly complicated scenario, but your manager also, no shot. No fucking shot. No way.
Manager totally, but coworker?
Coworker like, could go this
co-worker
way.
Coworker could still, it will still lead to long-term complications no matter what happens.
No. Yep. If both people are immature or one party is immature, yes.
Bullshit. Again, the girl gives even worse advice than them. Okay. Anyway, you can't make this crap up, guys. Never listen to girls' advice. Terrible. All right. Let's end the video there. Hit the like, hit the sub, hit all the notifications, drop me a donation. Like Hunter M, Adrian L, Tom and Bobby, Dylan Renaissance Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan, shout outs to you. Most recent purchaser of Strategist Guide to Seduction, thank you. Go buy my books at bit.ly/HeliosBooks. Want to watch my videos in groups of 3 or 4 instead of just 1 per day? Totally can. Just go to my Patreon. It's patreon.com/theheliosblog. And as I said, do you want not terrible dating advice? Just message me at theheadiestblog@gmail.com. I'll do a bit better, guys. Promise. Okay. I really appreciate that you guys watched, especially to the end. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.